We will be reading together from the book of Lamentations. A lament is a cry of pain put into words. The book of Lamentations, as we have it in our Old Testament Bibles between Jeremiah and Ezekiel, is made up of five poem prayers that come out of the years around 580 BC. At the time, the Babylonian Empire was the major force in the world, and the nation of Judah conspired with Egypt against the Babylonian Empire. And so Babylon's army invaded and crushed both Judah and Egypt. Judah's major cities were emptied and ruined. The land was burned and devastated. Judah's capital, Jerusalem, was sacked, looted, torn apart, burned. The citizens were starved, raped, enslaved, murdered, or left behind in the ashes of all that they had known, shattered and in utter poverty. These poems were written 2,600 years ago, and yet they could have been written today. The anguish they express, we see as we listen to the stories of indigenous peoples around the world. We see it on the news, the stories coming out of Syria or Yemen, or in the fire-raised town of Paradise, California. We read Lamentations to remember. We remember the suffering of the Jewish people and their exile. But as we remember this, we know that countless peoples have suffered because humanity itself is in exile. So as we read together, let us notice a few things. First of all, Lamentations is God's word. This is the word of the Lord. God chose to include this book. God chose to preserve a record of human suffering. Since God guards a place for stories where things don't work out in the end, we need to make sure that when we gather together, there is a place for fear and grief and failure and depression. We have a compulsion, I would say, in the West, to keep suffering and misfortune private. But we need to make room for people to come and not have things sorted out with God. God chose in Lamentations to preserve a human poem that cried out to God, "You did this." Secondly, as we read Lamentations, this is not statistics. It is not a news report. It's not a history lesson. It is poetry and prayer. And so while we read it, we aren't just learning facts about an event that took place a long time ago. Since it is poetry, we inevitably begin to feel the pain ourselves. We begin to imagine the horrific scenes. We imagine how another person might feel. And that is a crucial step for every human being in growing in compassion and love. The discipline of asking and imagining how another person might feel is called empathy. And since Lamentations is not just a poem but a prayer, while we read, while we empathize, we are invited to pray as well. In many synagogues, the practice is to read Lamentations every year, year after year. I wonder what would happen if our churches committed to reading Lamentations every year publicly as well. I wonder if it would change how we listen to the news. Would it drive us, as we listen to the events from the world, to pray? Maybe both so-called left and right would react to the news with less fear and less anger and more compassion. What impact would it have on how we view refugees? What impact would Lamentations have on us as we listen to the stories of the impacts of colonization? Lamentations increases our capacity for empathy and then channels this empathy into prayer. Thirdly, the Jews went into exile in 580 BC. And in a few ways, this exile never came to an end. For centuries, many Jews longed for a Messiah. For a Messiah who would come and set things right. They wanted their land back to be their own land. They wanted the son of David to be king again. And they wanted the temple properly restored. And so Lamentations sets the scene for Jesus' birth. It leads us into a time of longing for Jesus to come. It helps us understand what the shepherds, what the people at the temple were feeling when they heard the announcement that this was the Messiah after 600 years of waiting. Understanding the Jewish exile is a way of understanding humanity's exile. Because just like the Jewish people, all of humanity longs to be right with the land, right with the earth. Humanity also longs for good government and good leaders. And every human being longs to know that God is present and loves them. And yet all of this continues to elude humanity. And so we suffer. There is an angst, a paranoia, a weariness that hangs over our culture, over our civilization, because everybody around us and all of us know that something isn't quite right. And then at times, as Chris shared so beautifully, at times we are plunged into terrible misery. This is the last Sunday before Advent. We are considering the depths of human pain. This is the pain that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, entered when he became human and lived as one of us. Jesus literally entered the exile of the Jews when he came to earth. So let us listen as the words of Lamentations accomplish all of these things. Let us listen as they become the words of Jesus himself in his own suffering. You will find the words printed on beginning on page 3. I invite you to read the portions in bold. How lonely sits the city that once was full of people. Judah has gone into exile with suffering and hard servitude. She lives now among the nations and finds no resting place. Jerusalem remembers in the days of her affliction and wandering all the precious things that were hers in days of old. Jerusalem sinned grievously, so she has become a mockery.
Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of fierce anger. The Lord has rejected all my warriors in the midst of me. The Lord is in the right, for I have rebelled against the Lord's word. Behold my suffering. My young women and young men have gone into captivity. My priests and elders perished in the city while seeking food. In the street, the sword bereaves. In the house, it is like death.
Cry aloud to the Lord, O daughter Zion. Let tears stream down like a torrent, day and night. Lift your hands to him for the lives of your children, who faint for hunger at the head of every street.
Look, O Lord, and consider. To whom have you done this? Should women eat their own offspring, the children they have born? Should priest and prophet be killed in the sanctuary of the Lord? The young and old are lying on the ground in the streets.
My young women and my young men have fallen by the sword. In the day of your anger, you have killed them, slaughtering without mercy. On the day of the anger of the Lord, no one escaped or survived. The Lord has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. The Lord has made my flesh and my skin waste away and broken my bones. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. Though I call and cry for help, the Lord shuts out my prayer. I have forgotten what happiness is. So I say, gone is my glory, and all that I had hoped for from the Lord.